This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. You know, friends, there is so much going on in our society. It's rather difficult to keep up sometimes, but we try to keep ahead for your sake. And I know we've all been thinking about this. The tribulation hour, Armageddon, and Christ's return. Can you sort of give us a preview? What can we expect during that tribulation hour?
Well, Rexella, we can know, according to Revelation chapter 6 to 18, that 21 judgments are going to fall on this world. And, of course, that's in the Douay Rheims version also, but they call it the apocalypse. And you've heard about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The first one brings peace to the earth. The second one destroys that peace and creates World War III called Armageddon. The third one creates financial disaster globally. And the fourth one causes great disease upon the face of the earth, taking one-fourth of the population. This is exciting stuff.
Jack, just before the Lord comes back, and oh, we've been trying to impress on you this thought. We will experience a political leader arising and a religious leader who will emerge. And they are going to control all the world. And you know what? We're seeing how now this is really possible with this startling surveillance that we've been experiencing. This is how they can control the world, the surveillance society. Who's going to be controlling all of the things that we're talking about? Who's going to be behind all of the surveillance, keeping track of everybody and spying on everybody? Who's going to be controlling this, Jack?
Now, first of all, it's going to be the most horrendous time in history. 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, nations will be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion. Have you ever seen a mess like this? They're not only getting information on all Americans, millions of us, but they're also getting it on 35 nations in the European and the Muslim nations. This is the first time in history when Big Brother, as Orwell called it, is controlling every area, every part of the world. This is the final sign before Jesus returns. Now, what I'm about to say is overwhelming, and in the Catholic Bible, it's apocalypse, and of course it's the book of Revelation and the Protestant Bibles, but they both say the same thing. Revelation 13:1, the Antichrist arises, and he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations. Verse 7, and he's such a great controller of things that he becomes worshipped. Verse 8, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, an Antichrist. And 1 John 2:18 says, Antichrist will come. But we're living to see the beginnings of it right now. But with him, there is a false prophet. Does the Bible predict such a thing? Yes. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 5, 11, and 24, there shall be false Christs and false prophets. And he warns us about them in Matthew 7:15. He says, false prophets shall come and shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord Jesus that bought them. And what's going to happen to these false prophets? In Matthew 7:21 to 23, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils, and in your name have done many wonderful works. Then will I, Jesus, say, and depart from me, you workers of iniquity. False prophets, false Christs. I never knew you. He doesn't say that about his own. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. John 10:27. All right, now, what does this false prophet do? And he arises in verse 11. He has the two horns of a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. What does that mean? Christ is the Lamb of God, John 1:29. So he's a Christian or professing Christian. He knows the language, but he speaks as a dragon. Revelation 20, verse 2, a satanic influence. Oh, it's all lining up. It's coming to pass, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the final hours. Jesus is about to return. But he does something more. He makes an image of the Antichrist for people to worship. Boy, that's a false religionist. He's really gone far. And then he makes a system that controls all people. You think what's going on now with these phones is something? Listen to this. Verses 16, 18. This is the false prophet who's honoring the world dictator who's controlling the world. It's already beginning. Almost everywhere in our nation and world now. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man could buy or sell, save either the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast of the Antichrist, for it's the number of man, and his number 666, the infamous name and number that they use in rock groups, 666. Now, would it be possible to control all 7 billion of us? Listen, we now have an invention in America called Titan, which does 20,000 trillion calculations per second. Oh, we were raving about that, but now we got Sequoia. 54,000 trillion calculations per second. There's 7 billion of us. That, and I figured it all out, could pick up 700 to 800 pieces of information on all 7 billion of us simultaneously per second. What a day to be alive. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And our Jesus is coming very, very soon.
What do you think will be the outcome of all of these threats and the terrorism that they say is going to happen?
God help us. Now, here's the most misunderstood verse in the Bible from Matthew 24, 37 to 42. In 41, he says, two shall be in a bed, one shall be taken, one shall be left. Oh, that's the rapture. No, it is not. I'm going to show you about judgment. And 50% of the population of the world will die during the tribulation hour. Not 50% will be raptured. There aren't that many Christians in the world. Well, why say that then? Because no one can find the rapture in the four Gospels unless it's John 5:28. Why? This is the message given to the Apostle Paul. And he said, I show you a mystery, 1 Corinthians 15:51, then describes the taking away in the twinkling of an eye to glory, 1 Corinthians 15:52. Mystery is not a detective story. It's something that has never been taught before in the history of the Scriptures. And the rapture was Paul's message. He taught it. Now, going back to the other then. Matthew 24, 37, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What's he talking about? Judgment coming. Noah's day was judgment. Study Genesis 6, verses 1 to 11. Boy, Rexella, this is something. It was a place loaded with sin. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they took them wives of all which they chose. I got new light on that this week. It's not a matter of divorcing and remarrying. That's not even what he's talking about. Every imagination of the thoughts of their minds was only evil continually. And God says, my heart is broken. I'm going to send judgment. I'm so sorry I created these people that live for sex and sin. But he said, Noah found grace in God's eyes. He and his wife, three sons and wives, 8 people. And oh, please don't miss this. The Bible says in Genesis 7, 16, after they got into the ark, God shut them in. God shut the door. Now tie that in with Matthew 24, 37. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving marriage, and knew not till the flood came and took them all away. He says, two shall be in a field, one taken, one left. Two shall be working at the mill, grinding away. One taken, one left. Judgment! And you can find, if you'll study, Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, and Revelation 9, 18, the statistics of those two is the death of one out of every 2 people during the tribulation hour.
Jack, will you wind us all up for us?
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. But let's go on. This is from the Apocalypse Catholic Bible and Protestant Bible. They're both the same. There's a war called Armageddon, Revelation 16:16, and Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, all cities in Russia, or Rosh, presently. And that's verses 1 and 2 of Ezekiel 38. And it's the war of the latter years and latter days, verses 8 and 16. They flop, Ezekiel 39, verses 1, 2, 12, and 13. Then China comes down with the leftover armies of Russia and joins them for the greatest war in history, Revelation 16, 12. And please read Revelation 9, 14 to 18, because one-third of the world dies in that war, verse 18 of that chapter. There's an Arab Federation working with them, and that's Egypt. They said, we're going to hate them eternally, Daniel 11, 40. Syria, Isaiah 17, 1. Ezekiel 38, 5 to 7. Persia, that's Iran, they changed the name in 1932, and all the different nations of the Arab world also are added to that when you get to Psalm 83, verses 5 to 7. For what reason? Let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. But you're not going to put Israel out, because I've got a God who loves the Jew, Deuteronomy 7, 7 and 8. He says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name, Isaiah 56, 5. Amen.
Amen. Jack, do you see how close the coming of the Lord is, friends? Jack has explained it so very well. All these headlines point to the coming of the Lord. And my question to you, are you ready? If Jesus were to come at any moment, would you be ready? He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll forgive you of anything. He's the Savior of the world. He died for you. Will you open your heart to Him as Jack prays that wonderful prayer? Jack?
Pray after me these words, Lord Jesus, God, second member of the Trinity, and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for being willing to bear all that agony as you were hanging there that day on Calvary's cross. Thank you, because the shed blood is to cleanse me. I trust in you, Jesus. Please, right now, come into my heart. Be my Savior. That's the reason you died, and I accept it. Save me now in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, did you pray that prayer? Please write to me. There's my address. I'll send this little book to you absolutely free for Steps in a New Direction. I want to hear from you that you became a child of God. Open your heart to Jesus. Friends, so often we think about carrying a cup every day of blessing, but we also can carry a very full cup of problems and troubles. So if you are carrying a full cup, remember, God has a steady hand. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very, very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,